Isn't friend the best? Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vasantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, Country Blast Radio, Live 365 Networks, and Blog Talk Radio, it's another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Stephanie Spinks, Macy Bridwell, Jimmy Parker. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now, because she always wanted to be a Muppet, but they told her she was too tall, so she did this instead, Josie Passantino.
Everybody, and welcome to the Josie Show. Gotta fix my mic. It's kind of weird for some reason. I'm hearing weird noises. Anyway, I am so excited for the show tonight. It's going to be so great. We have three amazing, talented guests. So I'm super excited about that. Stephanie Spinks of the band
Josie
Country Fried. Hello.
Hey, it's DJ Squally Squall.
Hey, and it's Peanut. Woo!
Hello, DJ Squirrely Squirrel and Peanut. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we decided that we're never going to put pudding in your shoes again.
Oh, why? When did you guys come up with that?
Hey, we decided it's more fun to put pizza in your pajamas.
Yeah, you're going to have a pepperoni smelling butt.
You guys are evil. You guys are. Okay, they say squirrels are so cute and stuff, but you two are evil. Just saying. You know that, right?
Yeah, we're going to go get some Sicilian, and we're going to fill your pajamas with it. We'll be back later. Woo-hoo!
Sounds good. Oh, goodness.
If you'd like to make...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so help me. Okay, so anyway, I'm very excited because we have Stephanie Spinks of the band Country Fried, J.C. Bridwell, and we catch up with Jimmy Parker. And later on in the show, we will tell you about our VIPs here at the Josie Show, so we have that as well to accomplish for tonight. And plus, we're going to tell you all about a great concert coming up that the Josie Show Concert Series group will be at. So I'm very excited about that. That's coming up, and I am super, super excited. It's in Texas, so I am super excited. Never been there before, but I am very excited to be going to Texas. So we'll talk all about that. So it is going to be just a great, great night tonight. So please stay tuned to the whole show so you do not miss a detail on anything that we have to say. so I'm just beyond excited. And before we put on our first guest for tonight, I want to talk a little bit about our 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio. And I actually just found out that it's number 5, I believe. I believe now it's number 5 on the country genre chart, you know, on the radio. Yeah, I know. I'm live from 65. Which is insane. I mean, it was at number 6 for so long, and I mean, I was like, really? Number 6? That's amazing. But now number 5, that's like, it blows my mind. Like seriously. It's insane. So thank you also so much for, you know, requesting us and listening in and all that other fun stuff to get us on the charts. We really, really appreciate it. And we could be heard at countryblastradio.com, so you could check us out. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/countryblastradio. And on Live 365, the website, live365.com, you could search Country Blast Radio to find us. If you're on your computer and, you know, you're doing something and then you want to, like, have some background country music on, I mean, it's perfect. It works. And also we're on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live365 app. Yep, free. So you can do that and check that out. And even right here at JosieShow.com, when we are not live at the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Editions, it's constantly playing. So check it out. And we play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists, new and classic country music, and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. Even have some good old Texas dancehall music. So please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. So please make sure you check that out. New music is added constantly, so please tune in every day. And thanks again so much, everybody, for making us number 5 on the Live 365 country genre. Like, that's, wow, it's crazy. Thank you guys so much. And now I'm very, very excited to announce my first guest. Everyone, please welcome Stephanie Spinks to the show. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm waiting for spring to arrive. I guess it arrived yesterday, but it's still kind of chilly here in West Virginia.
Yeah, but, I mean, supposedly it started yesterday, but we haven't seen it yet, so we won't believe it until we see the weather. Yeah.
Oh, my.
I know. I hear you. I am just very, very excited to have you on tonight. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
I've been listening to your show. You're sounding great.
Thank you.
Really enjoy your show.
Thank you so much. I do. And you sound great yourself. I mean, your music, we listened to it before the show. It's so fantastic, and I'm very excited to play it tonight. It's going to be so good.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, yes. But before we get to your music, which I know everybody is very excited about, I really want to kind of get to know you a little bit better. I mean, I understand your dad was in radio broadcasting. So did that, you know, being surrounded by all that music kind of play the key role in your music interest, or when did it all start?
Yeah, I would say that probably had a lot to do with it.
Right.
I come into the world, like you said, my daddy was a disc jockey in Michigan. He worked for several radio stations, and I would go to work with him as just a toddler and would lay there in the floor. Mm-hmm. That was back when it was just AM radio. They didn't have FM radio.
Mm-hmm.
And would just lay there and listen to the music, and I guess it got into my soul. He also was a piano player, and he had a rock and roll band back in the 50s, and his hero was Jerry Lee Lewis. So it was, I guess you could say, it was kind of entertainment was in my blood. And I can't remember not entertaining. From the time I was walking, I was either trying to dance, or if there was anything that looked like a stage, I was on it. Whether it was a grade school stair steps, I was out there singing, and
awesome.
I probably was in my first talent show at the age of 8, wrote my first song at the age of 8, even had a little co-writer, my first co-writer, my friend in Flint,
wow.
Michigan, Terry Gallion. And from there, I started playing guitar at about 12 and did a junior high talent show, and from that, I had the bug big time, and with my dad working in radio, there was a lot of bands in Flint, Michigan, and being, you know, he was in country radio, it was easy for me to be able to sit in with the bands, and so that was part of it. I got to play with the bands in Flint, Michigan, and that led me to Detroit, and at 14, a promoter out of Detroit heard me, and he sent me to Las Vegas. So by the time I was 14, I was playing the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas. I guess it's not even there now. After I got out of high school, I continued playing music, and we moved to West Virginia. And when I graduated in 84, I made a trip to Nashville, and my cousin, he was one of the pioneers of country music and in radio, Buddy Starcher. I'm sure a lot of the old-timers remember who he was. And he had a song back in the 60s called History Repeats Itself. And it was a big chart-topping record. And he got my foot in the door as far as the music industry in Nashville. And in 84, I met Chuck Glaser of Tom Paul and the Glaser Brothers. And he took me under his wing and managed me. And I come back home for another year and continued writing. And in 85, I made the big move. And,
wow.
And it's just been kind of a long journey. I didn't have a whole lot of success. I was in Nashville, lived and worked on Music Row from 85, and I came back to West Virginia in 95. So I was there for a decade, and I wrote for several publishing companies. I wrote for Mel Tillis's publishing company, Tillis Tunes, and stayed with him until country kind of faded out. I got to Nashville kind of at the time where country was switching over to pop. They really was in this lull. Mm-hmm. They didn't know which direction they was going, and it finally went pop. And I'm more of a traditional artist. And I was fortunate enough to be around my heroes and get to work with them, and worked a lot in the studios, in production. And I stayed with Tillis until he sold the publishing company that he had at that time and went to Branson. A lot of the old-timers, mm-hmm. you know, ended up leaving, and some of them stuck it out. I think Jones was probably one of the last ones that, you know, got the radio airplay, and
right.
unfortunately we just lost him here in the mm-hmm. in the last year. He was, that was, that's a big thing right there. That was the main wake-up, I guess, as far as country music. I met him in 79 at the Pontiac Silverdome. And that's when I was 12 and I started playing the guitar, and that's when I fell in love big time with traditional country music. And he was my hero, and I did get to meet him and know George, and never did get any cuts by him. But like I said, got to be around my heroes.
Yeah.
And learned a lot about the music industry. It's been a trip.
It sounds like a really, like, you've had, like, such a great ride, though. You know, you're really,
yeah.
you know,
it's
loving
that,
it.
That's what makes it worth it. If the ride ain't any fun, and you know, you're not going to have what's the point? Since I've come back to West Virginia, I kind of got burnt out, got, you know, aggravated at the, it's a more of the pop sound, as, you know, as opposed to the
mm-hmm.
traditional. And come back home, and here in the last couple of years, we have senior centers here in West Virginia, which I guess they have senior centers all over the United States. And somebody mm-hmm. kept saying I needed to go to the senior center here in our town of Summersville. And so I went, and there's a bunch of people playing, you know, music, and sit around and sing. And the bass player there, his name's Steve Acree, he come up to me and he said, if you ever decide you want a band and you need a bass player, I hope you give me a holler. Well, that kind of woke me up, and I thought about it, and I sat around at the senior center for about a year and got to know the musicians, and we have a lot of great musicians in West Virginia. Me and my buddies got to talking, and we decided to maybe form this band, and this one lady that she does a lot of newspaper writing and stuff, and she really encouraged me because she had seen me singing out, you know, just with the band there at the Summersville Senior Center, and she said, you really need to form your own band. And
mm-hmm.
so we got together and said, what should we call it? And I come up with the name Country Fried, and there's now nine of us. We keep adding to it. In the last year, we've played all over the state at these their centers. They're not just senior centers; they're more of a public thing. They have these dances and stuff on Fridays and Saturdays, and there's some other country music venues. People are starved for the traditional country music, and we've been staying busy. About every weekend, we're playing anywhere from down next to Charleston, West Virginia, to further north. The Braxton County, playing a good bit of West Virginia, kind of branching out. We've only been together for a year, but we're staying busy. I'm looking forward to this next year.
Yeah, wow, it does that. It sounds like you really, really keep busy. And so, in Country Fried, you are the lead singer and guitarist, right? You do both.
Right.
Of
yeah, I play
things.
Rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, Steve Acree, he's my bass player, and we got Mudcat and Debbie Peters. He plays just about anything you can think of, everything from guitar to dobro. And his wife, she plays mandolin, and she sings. Everybody in the group pretty much sings except for Steve and my drummer, Bob Hennessy. Got a keyboard player who is a professional gospel singer, Joe Hamrick, from the time he was just a toddler. He sings and plays the piano, and Alan Morris is my lead guitar player and singer. He's also one of the lead singers, and my gosh, I'm the baby of the group. These folks have been around a long time, and they've got a pretty good name in West Virginia. Alan does all of Haggard covers and some of his own stuff also. And got a good buddy, Carl Dill. He plays flat top, and he's kind of our jokester. He tells a lot of jokes and stuff and sings gospel. And then Buddy Petrie's our steel player. He's also a legend here in West Virginia. As far as musicians.
Very cool. Wow. You all make up a really great team. I mean, you could tell by the music, and you know, we're gonna play some, you know, in just a moment here,
now,
so everybody will get to hear it. Yes.
Yeah, now that music that you have there, that's off of an album that I did in Nashville, and those are some of the Nashville players that. So that's not my band. We don't have a CD yet. We're working on it.
I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah.
They're working on some music. Cool.
And in fact, I think. I believe on that playing There's Me and Rocky Top Rosa San Antonio, is that the
tune? Yes, that one. Yep.
I believe on Rocky Top Rosa San Antonio, Melba Montgomery is doing harmony on that, I think. She done a lot of harmony on that album. And she's another one of the old-timers that I got to work with.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it sounds so, so great. And we're going to actually play that song, Rocky Top and Roads of San Antone, right now, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
All right.
All right, here we go. And we'll be right back with Stephanie King in just a moment. Here we go.
Hey, it's a bluegrass picker from the hills of Tennessee. I'm from down in Texas and was raised on Western Sway.
Rose of San Antone, and we are back right now with Stephanie Spinks, and you're listening to The Josie Show. And now, I know that you said that you are working on, you know, a CD maybe in the works, you know, pretty soon with Country Fried, your band. But do you have any, you know, music kind of, you know, released for purchase as of right now with, you know, with all of your older stuff as well?
Not at the time. Mm-hmm. Actually, that the album that off of the two songs that you played off of the album that I had in Nashville, that's all I have left. I don't have really, you know, that many copies to sell, but like I said, we are in the works of trying to put together an album with the band Country Fried. We've got a lot of people that's wanting it. I do have a Reverb Nation page that people can go on there, and a lot of my stuff from when I was in Nashville as a songwriter, and stuff from the album, and then some of the stuff I've wrote since I've been back here. I have a Reverb Nation page.
perfect, perfect. Yeah, can you actually give, you know, your any websites or social networking sites so people can
chat we have a website. It's www.countryfried.webstarts.com. And you can go to that, and you can get the Reverb Nation link. And we also have YouTube link with in a show some of the videos of us performing around here in West Virginia.
Perfect. So we're actually after the show, we're going to post your links so people can just it's a click away and get to all of your stuff. So
oh, okay, that's great.
Yes. So you know, keep a lookout for that.
Okay.
Yes. And also, we have another song here that that you sent in called "Forever No More." Can you tell us a little bit about this song, the background behind this one?
Was that the song I sent? "Forever No More."
Yes.
That is probably my most requested song. In fact, mm-hmm. That was George Jones' favorite song of mine. I was told by the publisher that he has pitched it a couple of times when I was working for Tillis, and he really wanted to cut the song, but you know, a lot of times when you're in the industry, the artist doesn't always have 100% of the say so. You got to go along with the producers and the labels and stuff. But that's always been a favorite from everybody. And somewhere in the song, I think it's come on the second verse, you'll hear a sound of a train whistle. That's mm-hmm. Boxcar Willie.
Cool.
He's doing the sound of the train passing through. So.
Oh wow, that's awesome. That's so cool. Well, I'm very excited to you know have it on for everybody to hear it. So let's play that right now, "Forever No More,"
okay.
And we'll be right back. All right.
All righty. Okay.
All righty. Here we go. Let's play it.
But your leaving won't hurt like before. Then I can go on, for I too will be gone, and I'll love you forever no more. This heartache and pain will not now turn.
And that was Forever No More, and we're back right now with Stephanie Spinks. So I have a fun question here for you. Do you have a performance that stands out in your mind as, you know, extra special that you could share with us? Anything happened that you can't leave your mind? I've had one of those kind of performances.
Oh, gosh. one of my performances, I would have to say it was probably one of the first times that after I got to Nashville, it was probably mm-hmm. the first gig that I had. It was at the famous Bluebird. I don't know if you watched familiar with the show Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
TV show. Okay, a lot of their stuff is filmed there at the Bluebird, and mm-hmm. it's a big songwriting listening room. And the first time I performed in Nashville was at the Bluebird, and mm-hmm. There was I can't think of his name. Oh, he wrote Last Train to Clarksville for the Monkees. He was a big mm-hmm. songwriter. He's no longer with us. And it was St. Patrick's Day. People was drinking green beer, and it was spilling all over the place. And the band wasn't exactly, the piano was out of tune. It was kind of the music wasn't all that great, but it was so much fun. And this fella, I wish I could think of his name, he got up and after I did, and he had me come up on stage and sing a lot of the Monkey songs that he wrote. And I was still a teenager. I wasn't even 20 years old. And here was this mm-hmm. legendary songwriter, and I got to sing with him. That's probably one of the most memorable things. There's been so many. But Tommy Collins is a great songwriter, and he was one of my mentors, and he got me up to sing with him at a show one time, and that was kind of a special. And I've played with Mel Tillis, of course, but there's so many.
Yeah.
My most memorable ones and the fun ones are with my band Country Fried. We are having a ball here in West Virginia, and we're, you know, able to do what we like to do. You know, it's our stuff, and nobody bossing us around and telling us how to play. We just have a good time and entertain good country folks.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is
and
all
my
that
poor
matters.
Husband, my husband Henry, he's back in there listening, I think, to the show. I call him Punkin' Poop. Punkin' Poop drives me all over West Virginia. He'll probably kill me for saying that, but without him, I wouldn't be able to go all over the state and everything, and we just have a good time.
Yeah, which is of course all that matters, and you really do that. And you know, also, you know, I want to know, do you have any upcoming performances where fans who are listening might want to check you guys out live? Country Fried, do you have any upcoming or?
Oh yeah,
awesome.
The next. Let's see, where are we? We're in March. Mm-hmm. Next Saturday, we're going to be I have not been to this place. It's actually an old type schoolhouse, and I'm trying
Sounds
to think. It's the Chapel Community Building, and it's one of the smaller places. Like I said, this is the first time we've played there, but we've got a show in April on the 4th at Big Otter, April 11th at Elkview, West Virginia. We've got a lot of fans down there, and. April 18th, we play at the Braxton Jamboree. That's the upcoming ones. We're staying pretty busy, and now with the weather breaking, we've had a bad winter, and a lot of our mm-hmm. gigs have gotten canceled. Couldn't get to them because of the snow. So now mm-hmm. the pretty weather's setting in, and the fairs and festivals and stuff will be coming along. So. Yeah. Like I said, we're looking forward to a big year and a busy year and a fun year.
That's awesome that you're constantly, you know, performing and, you know, traveling to these different, places to perform. I mean, it just sounds like a blast.
Oh, it is. Well, that's what country music is. It's fun. Yeah. And the country people love country music. They're probably the best fans that you could have. They're just really, really good people, and we have a blast with them.
Yeah, I hear you definitely. And I think you are just incredible. And, you know, we ran out of time, but I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on and letting us play your music tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, I sure do appreciate you having me. It's been a joy.
Oh, it has. It was my pleasure. And we'd love to have you back on any time, okay?
So okay.
Great.
I look forward to it. Thank
awesome.
You so much, Josie.
Thank you so much. And we'll chat with you again very, very soon, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You have a good one. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stephanie Spinks,
okay.
Everybody. Bye-bye. Yes, that was Stephanie Spinks, who is the lead singer and guitarist for Country Fried. And I'm very excited to, you know, I'm very excited that she said that she was going to actually have an album, you know, sometime coming out for Country Fried. That really got me excited. So I'm very excited, and, you know, I'm going to be checking out for that. And, you know, maybe we could even have an update with her once that, you know, comes out, and we could, you know, play the songs or whatever, play some songs, you know, her new stuff. So we will see. I'm very excited about that. That's really, really cool. And, you know, now I want to pass over the mic to my producer, who is going to just tell us a little bit about our VIPs. So let's see if we can get her on. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm just grand. How are you?
Doing grand as well. Grand times two over here.
That is fantastic to hear. All right, so let me start out with our VIPs because we have some information, and of course it just jumped out of my computer here to where it was supposed to be. Absolutely.
In deformation. Sorry, Evan.
You're too much. All right, yep. So let's talk about our VIPs, and we have some very special announcements tonight too, so let's fit those in because we're going to go all the way up to the end of the show with our guests here tonight, so see if we can squeeze these in the middle. Josie Show VIP members, you can become a VIP member by just going to the VIP membership tab at josieshow.com. It literally takes a minute to sign up, and you can have the benefits for an entire year. Very easy. We do all kinds of fun stuff for you. What I want to do is tell you a little bit about the VIP members that we currently have. I'm going to start out here with Vince Anthony. He is actually performing tomorrow night, Saturday, March 22nd. Doors open up at 8 p.m. He will be at a wonderful location called Bad River Lodge and Casino. So he'll be at the Bad River Lodge and Casino. He will be performing live again tomorrow, and the doors open at 8 p.m. The music will be from 9 to midnight. So make sure you go ahead and you check that out. Go to his page. That way you can get all of the address information. Go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Click on his tours tab, or just go to his Facebook page. Just type in Vince Anthony. You'll find it in the search bar, and you'll find all of the information, the great flyer that they've created. So it looks like it is going to be a blast. He's an outstanding performer, so make sure you check that out. And while you're on his page, check out all the rest of his tour dates, too. He's got a ton of them. You can catch him in several states. So he is out there touring and getting, you know, gigged up and ready for the summer. That's what he's doing. Also, next is Brad Howard. You can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard or /Brad Howard Music. I'd like to send everybody over to Brad Howard Music on Facebook. Give his page a like. Check out what's going on. He's a great artist, and you'll always have updates on where he's going and what he's doing right there on that site. Next, let's go to Tim Garman. You can find Tim Garman at timgarmanmusic.com. He actually has some new material getting ready to come out. He'll be releasing a song soon, and I understand that he's going to be doing some work with another artist, and we may even get a chance to see him in Branson, Missouri. So just go to timgarmanmusic.com. You could also check out his Facebook page, so real easy, and you'll be able to figure out what's going on and when, and of course we'll keep you posted. Larry J. Massey, you can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, and his last name is M-A-S-S-E. Make sure you go ahead and you befriend him on Facebook as well. Just type in his name in the search bar, and you will find him because he always is putting out fantastic music for everyone to hear. He's got an amazing voice, so make sure you go and check out what he has going on. Wayne Jacobs, who's an award-winning songwriter. You can find him at waynejacobs.co, constantly putting out music on his Facebook page, so make sure that you go ahead and search him on Facebook as well so you can hear all of the great music that's going on. Next, Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3, and that's S-E-A-M-A-N, and then dot and the actual number 3. So do a little search for him on Facebook, or go ahead and type that in and see if you can go ahead and pull him up. He's always posting interesting things and exciting news. We have a couple new songs from him, actually, that we have just put up on Country Blast Radio. So you can now hear him playing in daily rotation at countryblastradio.com. So that's Rick Seaman. You want to go ahead and find him. Frazier Newcomb. You can find him at frasernewcomb.com. You can also search him on Facebook and catch up on all the latest and greatest information from him. He has a U.S. tour going on and coming up here soon. He'll be all over the place, so make sure you go ahead and check out where he's going to be. And then we have Lace Whitworth. You can find him at lacewhitworth.com. You can also search him and find him on Facebook as well. He has got great music. It is also playing on Country Blast Radio in daily rotation, so make sure you tune in and hear it. Lots of requests coming in for Lace's song Tomboy, as well as his song So You. We also have his great song Genuine Leather on the station. So please make sure you go ahead and you check him out. He has an amazing voice, traditional artist, does a really fantastic job. And when you hear him sing, you'll just be blown away. So again, just to recap, go ahead and find on Facebook or go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you can find all of their pictures, their clickable links, just so that you can get to where they are, find out where they're touring, check out their music, find out what's going on with them. So last time, our VIP members, we want to thank Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry J. Massey, Wayne Jacobs, Brad Howard, Rick Seaman, Lace Whitworth, and Frazier Newcomb. Now, before I turn it back to you, Joe, I've got a couple of quick announcements, so let me get those out. How does that sound?
Yes, sounds like a plan.
All right, that's our plan for the day. Okay.
Hey, Tina.
So first, yes?
Well, let's let everybody know first about the upcoming contest to look for with
There's
dinner
a contest?
And a show in Nashville with Josie, and the winner gets to pay for it all.
That's funny. Oh, you cracked me
good
up.
Good one.
Good one. Woo-hoo. All right. So, yeah, we are looking for sponsors. So if anybody would like to come play with us and have their name displayed on a banner as we go from show to show with the Country Concert Series here on Josie Show, feel free to let us know if you're interested in becoming a sponsor. We'll make sure everybody knows your name. All right.
And for
so
a
now,
small contribution to the show, our little pet squirrels will put pizza in your pajamas in case you get hungry at night.
Well, yeah, you never know. Sometimes you do get a little bit hungry. All right. So now I just want to, before we get on to our regular announcements here, I want to talk about a couple of things. There is a Facebook page at facebook.com/Team Amy Lee, and that's spelled A-M-I-L-E-I-G-H. If everybody can go ahead and hop over there, give the page a like, check out what's going on. This wonderful lady, unfortunately, is struggling with cancer, and they are selling bracelets to raise money for the cause, et cetera. So if you can go to her Facebook page and like it, that would be great. If you are interested in getting an Amy bracelet, you can go ahead and send $3.50 to Kevin Moon at 543 Double Bridge Trail, Ashland, Alabama, 36251, and we will have this up on our site here soon under our outreach program. So just make sure that you go ahead and check there for any more further details. But if you can go over to that Facebook page and show your support, we would really, really appreciate it. Next, there is an event coming up. Let me tell you who they are. The third annual Hatcher Wheatley Invitational Bull Riding Benefit will be held on May 3rd. They are riding to beat the odds. Again, the third annual Hatcher Wheatley The third annual Hatcher Wheatley Invitational Bull Riding Benefit will be held on May 3rd. Got it. A
little
time.
Bit of a tongue twister.
Got
there.
It. I got it.
I knew you would.
Yep. All of the proceeds for this event will go to the Melissa Young family and to sponsor Make-A-Wish Child, Make-A-Wish of Idaho. So, again, all the proceeds for this event will go to the Melissa Young family and to sponsor a wish child from Make-A-Wish of Idaho. That's what we want to say. The event will be in North Bannockock County Fairgrounds Indoor Arena in Pocatello, Idaho. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. It's Pocatello, Idaho. The event on May 3rd starts at 11 o'clock a.m. Bull riding starts at 1 o'clock p.m. They will have food, entertainment, a silent and live auction, raffles, a swab drive from the National Bone Marrow Registry, and so much more. So please make sure on May 3rd, write it down on your calendar. The event starts at 11 o'clock a.m. Bull riding starts at 1 o'clock p.m. This is for the third annual Hatcher Wheatley Invitational Bull Riding Benefit. All right. So I have got my announcements out. So, Joe,
now I have
the announcements.
You know, we need to mention all the new items in the online store. So, like, if anybody wants, like, Josie's face across their butt cheeks, just go to the Josie's online store at josieshow.com, and well, that's where you get them.
Awesome.
That's where you get them.
So, and there's really, really awesome, you know, items like clothing items, T-shirts, and dog collars. Yeah, there's dog things. There's just everything in there. iPhone cases and just so many awesome, you know, items in our for you know Josie Show merchandise. So please make sure you check that out and everything that's offered on there.
Anything says love more than a Josie Show Snuggie.
Yes. Exactly, exactly. Hey, that's really important. So make sure you check those out, all right? check it out.
And for our listeners, we have little alcohol flasks and beer steins.
There you go. See, we have it for all ages. So make sure you check it out.
Yeah,
we
so
have
get
all
down,
your needs.
Put on your snuggie and listen to the Josie Show.
Exactly, exactly. See, I mean, come on, that sounds like a great Friday to me. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a Friday night to me. And I have some more announcements here that are equally important. but the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for March will be aired on Thursday, March 27th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone. So check that out for our Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for March. And also next Friday on the Josie Show, my guests will be Jake Clayton and Marie Picciardo, and I'll catch up with Jesse Hudson. So I'm very, very excited about that. Hopefully I said all the names right. I'm really, really bad at names, people, but hey, I'm getting better. I'm learning. But I'm very, very excited about all of those guests. That's next Friday. And our special edition for March will be Monday, March 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Jason Roberts from Asleep at the Wheel. So we're going to check that out. I'm very, very excited about that.
Yeah, Jerry, that's in 3 days. It's this Monday. I've got to buy you a calendar.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. Yes, that is, yes. It is on Monday, exactly, this Monday. There you go. And also, I want you to mark down your calendars because the Josie Show Concert Series team will be heading to Texas. Like I said earlier, I'm very excited to be going to Texas. It's going to be on Saturday, April 19th for the Mickey Gilley concert. Netex Productions will present country great Mickey Gilley, sponsored by iCrafters on Saturday, April 19th at the Arlington Music Hall in Arlington, Texas. Also appearing will be Cheyenne Smith Ford and Mike Crow of 92.1 Radio Fort Worth, benefiting Cowboys Who Care Foundation. And tickets are on sale at arlingtonmusichall.com, www.arlingtonmusichall.com. So I hope you guys, I hope to see you all there, and it's going to be amazing. So, Saturday, April 19th.
Oh, you forgot the really big appearance, Josie.
Whoa, no. What's this one going to be? It's going to be Smart Con, then.
Josie will be making a special appearance at her local movie theater for the debut of the new Muppet movie.
There you go. Yes. That is true. I will be there. So that's true. That could be an event.
Yeah, so if you want to buy some popcorn and root beers, just find the movie theater, Google it, you'll find it. And when you see Josie, take her to the concession stand and buy her stuff.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. So yeah, that could be considered an event. Exactly. It's true. Thank you, Alan. And also, we have to give a big special thank you to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So to get all airing deets on that, just click on the syndication tab on our site at josieshow.com. So, yes, check that out. I'm very, very excited because we have our second guest. So I'm excited about that. Here we go. We have to put somebody on mute because we hear some weird fumbling. Yes, there you go. And I'm talking about my producer. Nicely done there, Tina Marie.
Thank you. I'll take my bow right now.
There you go. You are really good. You're good. I'm very excited. Yeah, it is his fault. It's true. It's true. Toby did it. He stepped on the unmute button. He did it. So now I'm very excited. My second guest is here. So everyone, please welcome J.C. Bridwell to the show. Hello.
Good. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. So I heard the other lady from West Virginia talking about her weather. The weather's been great here in Georgia. It's sunny and almost 75 today. So hate to make anybody jealous, but it's been nice.
I am so jealous. You have no idea. Oh my gosh, that sounds lovely. It really
does. Yeah, it's
been
nice. We've had our share of. Cause I live a little north of Atlanta, is where I live now, and we've had our share of some really cold weather, which is very unusual for us. I mean, we got down in the single digits, which I don't like that too much. So. But I'm excited to be on your show. This is really cool. So thank you so much for having
guys.
Me.
I don't know if you heard the weather report, but next Tuesday and Wednesday they're expecting a major nor'easter all up the East Coast again.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I was trying not to bring that up and think about that. Thanks for reminding me of it. That was good.
Yeah, we don't want to depress anybody. But I am just very, very excited and honored to have you on the show. Thanks again. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no problem. I think this is great. This is really cool. So.
Oh, well, thank you. It's going to be so great. We're going to play some of your music, and then we're also going to get to find out more about you. So I really, you know, want to... Yeah, I really kind of want to start, you know, at the very, very beginning with, you know, when music came to you. When did it all start for you?
Well, I've always been interested in music. And no one in my family, I'm not like a lot of these other people where, you know, somebody in the family played and was in a band or was a great musician or anything like that. My mom was always singing around the house, and I grew up, you know, singing in the church choirs and doing those things. But I really didn't get really heavily involved in it until after I graduated high school. I mean, I was 18 before I really even had my first band. But also before that time, believe it or not, I was, like, painstakingly shy. I mean, I had major stage fright. I mean, every time I got near a stage, I would freeze up. I couldn't talk, and my voice would crack, and my hands would shake so damn bad. I couldn't hold a microphone or, you know, anything like that.
Oh, man.
So I had a, you know, but I eventually got over that, obviously. But, you know, so I really didn't grow up in what a lot of people think of a traditional, you know, musical family. I mean, like I said, my mom sang around the house all the time, and she played piano and could read sheet music, and everybody loved music. And my dad was a huge Waylon Jennings fan, and so I was, you know, that was just kind of burned into me to, I love Waylon Jennings. I mean, and in our live shows, we actually do several covers of Waylon Jennings songs, and I've always liked that style and that sound. So, but yeah, I didn't start my first band until I was 19. So I got a guitar, and I'd actually made a bet with my parents that I was going to enter this karaoke contest, because at the time karaoke was really starting to take off, and you know, everybody's doing karaoke contests around town. I told my parents I was going to do it, but I wanted to learn to play guitar because I wanted to play live music. And they were like, well, okay, if you win this karaoke contest, we will buy you a guitar. So, you know, the rest is kind of history. I won that karaoke contest, and I got a guitar, and I taught myself how to play, and then I formed my first band around 1995, and we started playing all around Augusta, which is the area, Augusta, Georgia. I actually grew up in a town called North Augusta, South Carolina, which is right across the Savannah River from Augusta, Georgia. So so I consider the whole Augusta area, you know, my hometown. So we started playing around there, and that's really how things took off. So that's kind of my story.
That is so cool. I mean, you know, I love how you said, you know, that you were, you know, really shy. And you hear all these, like, you know, like artists, you know, country artists saying, you know, they are shy, or, you know, they used to be shy. And then you're kind of like, what? Really? Because you perform pretty well on stage. So it's I love hearing stories like that. And, you know, you've really been rocking and have had great achievements. You've actually had a number one song for 10 weeks for country single sales. Can you tell us about that that achievement? That is really cool.
Yeah, that's actually the one of the guys that wrote one of the songs that I have on my EP, a guy named Lynn Snow. One of his songs was the one that was number one for 10 weeks on the country radio. That wasn't my song, unfortunately. I wish it would be. But, I mean, we're working on that. But he had a song called Country's What I Like, or Country's What I Am. I hate to admit, I can't remember the name of the title, but there's a guy named Lynn Snow, and he did really well there for a while. And he actually helps me out a lot. He's one of my producers now. You know, we write a lot together and do a lot of songs together. But that song that you're talking about was actually Lynn Snow's song, not mine. But we're hoping to repeat that with Uncle Rowdy, or If This Redneck's Rockin', or maybe even 80 Proof. So hopefully some of those songs will do that for us. So.
Definitely. I could see that. I absolutely could see that. They're so great. And we're going to play a couple of those, actually, that you mentioned. We have Uncle Rowdy. I know that for sure. So we're going to play that one. And I have to say, your band, it has probably the coolest name ever. It's called Psycho Hillbillies. And can you tell my listeners, which is amazing. First off, I have to ask, how did you come up with that name? How did you guys come up with that?
It was actually my bass player, a guy named Dave Brown. And Dave Brown is actually one of the best musicians I've ever been around in my entire life. I mean, he plays bass in my band, but if it has strings on it, he can play it. I mean, I honestly believe he could pull a piece of string across a doorway and make it sound good. I mean, he's just an amazing guy. So we were sitting around one night, and every show we do, I was always billed as just J.C. Bridwell. We didn't have a band name. It wasn't J.C. Bridwell and the Psycho Hillbillies or anything like that. And one night, you know, we were sitting around, because we've had the same core guys for so long now, that, you know, we need something for you guys, something that's, you know, your own, because, I'll step, you know, you play 40 to 50 songs a night every time you play and you do a show, we do anyway. So, and out of those 40 or 50 songs, the band, I'll step off the stage and I'll spotlight my band, because I can't do it without them. You know, if it wasn't for those guys, I couldn't do what I do. So I'm always trying to be aware of that and make sure those guys get their due. So we were trying to come up with something that made them unique, made them stand out, where they could have their own thing. And we were sitting around trying to think of some names, and there's another local band around called the Psycho DeVilles. And we were like, that's a cool name. If we could do something like that, that would be cool. And I can't remember how something happened. And, you know, I think he said something or made some kind of joke, because that's just the way Dave is. And I was like, dude, you're such a hillbilly. And almost immediately we were like, you know what, there you go, man, that's it. So the Psychobillies came about. And that was also, David turned that name around a lot earlier anyway, and it just kind of, when I said it to him, it clicked in his head. He's like, you know what, I'd already thought of that. So, and that's how that name kind of came about. But I mean, it also sums up what we are. I mean, I love the modern country sound, but I also love the traditional sound, and I feel like we're a very good mix of those two.
Right.
I don't want to get away from the traditional sound, but I don't mind playing. You know, we play Three Doors Down in our shows. I mean, one of our most popular songs that we do is Kryptonite. We do a cover of Three Doors Down, Kryptonite, and that is in no way, shape, or form country or traditional country at all. So, we try to be very diverse in what we do, but we also want to keep our traditional sound too. And to me, that's very important. That's kind of what we do. It's so much fun. I mean, we have a good time, and that's what we're all about. And that whole name, the Psycho Hillbillies, is kind of who we are. I mean, you know, out of those 40 or 50 songs, unless we're requested, we might only play one or two a night that you can cuddle up with your boy or your girl and, you know, do a slow dance to. Other than that, it's, you know, it's two-step and swing music, and, you know, we're rocking the night away. So
yeah.
we don't play a whole lot of slow cuddle up to your lady or your man. And we don't do a whole lot of, you know, not a whole lot of sappiness in our band. So
right.
We're very much all about a good time. And, yeah, I mean, you know, we don't try to get philosophical on people or anything like that.
Yeah.
We're about having a good time. So, and we play everything from, you know, 50s and 60s rock and roll with our twist on it, all the way up to, you know, what people are doing today. You know, Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean. You know, I'm sitting here naming off just people from Georgia, but, you know, you know, we do a little bit of everything, and we pride ourselves on that. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that you have, like you said, it's diverse. You have a little bit of everything for everybody, you know. It's important. Very, very cool.
Yeah, we do. We try to take requests, but we have a very structured show, too. I mean, our show is very structured. We have a set list, and we stick to it, and a lot of the things we do is, I don't want to say scripted, but that's pretty much what it is. I mean, we do a show is what we do. We don't just get up there and, you know, play and go, hey, what do you want to play now? I mean, it's set up. This is what we're playing. This is the first song, and this is the last song, and this is what we're going to do in between. And, I mean, you know, sometimes we will change that up a little bit. We do ad-lib, and, but,
yeah.
You know, you come to one of our shows, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a show. It's not just hanging out at a garage somewhere and playing. I mean,
yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but we don't do that when we're on stage. We're very structured in what we do, and I think for us, you know, it's better that way. We're, you know, we click. We don't have a lot of dead air between songs, and when we do, we're cutting up, and we make jokes with the audience, and, you know, we'll throw T-shirts and koozies and things like that out at the audience so they can catch it.
That's awesome.
You know, we do stuff like that. So we're all about having a good time, because when it stops being fun, it's when I'll stop doing it. So I'll never see that happen. So.
Yeah. Right, right. Absolutely. I love that, though, that, you know, it sounds like your performances are, you know, so much fun. Like, you know, it's not just getting up there and da-da-da-da-da, and then you get off. You put on a show, which is kind of the whole point. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So that's,
yeah, I had somebody ask me, a younger person asked me, like, you know, what advice can you give me on doing this? And I was like, man, just have fun. You know, well I'm kind of, you know, I want to make money. I'm like, if you're doing this for the money, you need to pick something else.
Yeah.
I mean, the money's nice, but, you know, it can't be all about that. You know, if that's the only reason you're doing it, then you don't really need to be doing it. So.
Right. You got to love it.
Anyway. Yeah, and I do. I love it. I can't imagine not doing it. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like you mentioned, you have such a great, great band. Can you give your band a little bit of a shout out and tell us what roles they all play and all that fun stuff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We play most of our shows. We play with just our three-piece core band, which is Dave Brown. I've already talked about Dave Brown. He's on the bass guitar. And then we have a guy named Ken Eller. He's our drummer. And Ken's a really good guy. We're happy to have him. Ken's actually a new member of the band. And and then, of course, there's our guitar aficionado, our great guitar player, a guy named John Bailey. He is actually also a very great amplifier technician. I mean, he can build some fantastic guitar amps. So those are our main guys. We do use a lot of fill-in guys. There's some guys when we play bigger shows and we need to have a bigger band behind us. We use people like a guy named Tim Hamilton. He's a steel guitar player. Lives up near Blue Ridge, Georgia, which is up in the Georgia mountains. We use a great guitar player. His name is Michael Betamine. He lives in Augusta, Georgia, and is probably one of the best guitar players I've ever met in my life, other than John Bailey. So we use a lot of different people for bigger shows. But for, like, our local club scenes and local club venues, it's usually just the four of us. But those guys are great. I mean, they really, even though there's only three, there's three of them, I mean, you can't really tell that we're not, I mean, it, we put a lot of time and effort and a lot of work into what we do. So even though we only have three guys back there behind me, it always sounds like there's five or six back there. So I can't say enough great things about my band, Psycho Hillbillies. I mean, they're just, all those guys are great, and I give them praise at every show multiple times and give them their due. I mean, like I said earlier, I can't do it without them. And, there's just not enough I can say about those guys to express my gratitude for all the hard work they put in, everything they do for me. So it's great to have those people. So
yeah, it sounds like you have a really great, great team and great band. And you guys all seem to, really get along well together. So it's, you guys are working together, but you guys are also, you guys like each other.
We do. I mean, and for me, that's important. I mean, we all like each other very, and we're just like every other band. I mean, we get under each other's skin occasionally, like everybody else does. But you can't spend that much time with people and not have that happen from time to time. But I mean, overall, they're my family. You know, they're my musical family, and that's the way I treat them. And we get along great. I mean, it's a really good thing, and I love those guys. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, we actually, like I said, we have your song, Uncle Rowdy, and we also have If This Redneck's Rockin'. And also we have some more songs as well. Oh, yeah, 80 Proof. But, before we play your songs here, can you tell us first off a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now for purchase and where we can find them after the show?
Yeah, you can find all that song. You can find that on iTunes, Amazon.com. Yeah, it's on Spotify. You can find it at CD Baby. I mean, I'm everywhere everybody else is. You can find us on our Facebook page. You go to facebook.com/ the JC Bridwell Band. That's our, I've had that page for a while, so that was before we came up with the Psycho Hillbilly. So, facebook.com/ the JC Bridwell Band. And then, of course, I have my own personal website, which is just simply jcbridwell.com. And there's links to buy that music at all those places. So, but we're on iTunes. You can buy the hard copies. We sell hard copies of our CDs at our shows. We like to have fun. So if you come to some of our shows, there's no telling what might get thrown at you from the stage. So you got to always pay attention. So, we don't want to crack anybody in the head with anything. So
yeah.
so we have to be careful of that. So
yeah.
We're everywhere. We're hoping to have a really great year this year. We're booked pretty much solid all the way through August. We're starting to fill up the last quarter for the year, which is good for us. That's something that's never happened to me before. Prior to this year, it was usually we were booking month to month. But in the last half of 2013 and the first quarter of 2014, we've booked up really well. We're doing some big festivals, some fundraisers, and of course we still play our local venues that we play around the Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, North Carolina areas, which is where we are. Hopefully we can look at expanding out, later in the year and getting some other places, maybe coming up to Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, places like that. Get spread out a little bit more so more people are exposed to what we're trying to do and can hear our music. I mean, that's, I'm very proud of what we've done over the last year. And the producers I work with out of Nashville, a guy named Johnny Donnell, another guy named Kelly Shanefield with Daredevil Production out of Nashville, they're just some of the best guys. I'm really blessed to have some of the great people that I have around me. I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am without those people, so they mean a lot to me, and hopefully they're listening and can hear that. So they really mean a lot to me. So, I would love for everybody to check out. Go to iTunes, just type in JC Bridwell or Uncle Rowdy or If This Redneck's Rocking or 80 Proof, and that should come up. So.
Awesome. Perfect. Sounds easy. We're going to, post all the links after the show on our pages, so they'll be able to find it, easy peasy. so that's no problem there. And also I love these type of things where you're, the fans are able to help, get, a tour or an album or any of that kind of great stuff. So I know I've seen that you are running a GoFundMe campaign for your upcoming album and tour. Can you give us, you know, any of the information on how my listeners can find that information if they wish to support you in that capacity? I love that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's something that I was kind of talked into. I wasn't sure about trying a crowdfunding thing. And actually, that hasn't been very successful if you go to that page. If you go to the GoFundMe page and see where that is, it's GoFundMe/JC Bridwell. You know, if you go there, we've only raised $50 in the last 3 months, and that was for one person. But I think, you know, we got some pretty cool giveaways there that we're giving away. You know, for $5, you can get the current three-song EP and the full album once it's finished. You know, and we're asking for a lot, but, you know, we want to make sure that we're able to cover our expenses and, you know, hopefully be able to move to the Midwest and move out west or to, you know, the Northeast. And, you know, we can't do that without funding. You know,
right.
we've just now picked up some sponsors, a couple of sponsors, which is great. Coleman Customs Picks, they actually make a brass pick, which is awesome. You got to try that if you play. It's something you just got to try. And then we're in talks with a couple other people about picking up, you know, doing some sponsors for us. So hopefully that works out. But you guys know, I mean, you're in the music business. It's very expensive. You know,
yes.
Everything we do, we pay for ourselves. I mean, we don't have any backing, and we have very little sponsorship. So anyway, so we got kind of talked into trying this crowdfunding thing, so hopefully that'll work out. And, you know, I feel like we got some really good stuff on there, you know. I mean, we got some stuff that people can get really involved with, you know, right up to getting your own show at your house or in your backyard. You know, I mean, like we thought that would be cool, you know, we'll do a show for you right wherever you want us to, you know, for a certain amount. I can't remember what the amount was on that. I'd have to look at it. Anyway. Yeah, the GoFundMe thing was something, you know, I wasn't sure about trying that. So we got it out there, and we'll see how that works out. So, you know, hopefully that works out for us, and we'll be able to raise some capital to do some of the things we want to do.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I know how expensive it is, and I think, you know, there's many different kind of, you know, things like this. And what I think is really cool about it is you can, you know, the fans can help support and get more, you know, music out that, you know, they want. You know what I mean? They feel like
right,
they're part
yeah.
of it, you know, which
yeah,
I think
I mean,
is
we,
important.
You know, right. That's what I was saying about, you know, the I think the lowest level on there, you can donate $5, but with that $5, you'll get the current three-song EP and then the full 12-song album when it's finished. And you get both, you know, if you donate $5 for that, you'll get both of those albums. So that's a For me, that's a
that
cool
awesome.
Thing because it's hard to get, you know, 15 songs for $5 anymore. So,
you know,
so I think that's a good, you know, to me, that's a good deal. So hopefully other people will see it that way.
Absolutely. I think that's a great thing. That's why I wanted to mention it. So, you know, if anybody is into that, then definitely check it out. Make sure you support. And I also want to play your songs here. We have Uncle Rowdy, so let's play that one right now and be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Okay, sounds great.
Sounds great. Here we go, Uncle Rowdy, and we will be right back with J.C. Bridwell.
Up on the mountain, he's my mother's brother. Everybody loves him, there'll never be another. Works hard all week, come Friday night, he's dancing till the morning light. I say howdy. All a real good time, sharing stories and homemade wine.
echo through the valley. You might be at a fishing hole or a card game in the alley. The last one with a judge man, first to lend a helping hand. I say howdy.
Uncle Rowdy by J.C. Bridwell, and we are back right now. And also, I want to mention this, give him a little bit of a shout-out, a great, you know, show friend of ours, Sam, from the New Country Entertainment Group. I know that you're working with him. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be? That's really cool.
Yeah, Sam Benton. Yeah, Sam's a great guy. He's done a lot for us the last few months that we've been with him. He got me in touch with you guys, and helped set some of this up tonight. He's also been greatly responsible for the sponsors that we picked up in the last couple of weeks, especially with Coleman Custom Picks. I mean, that's all directly due to Sam. You know, he really busted his tail for us. He's helped us get some shows booked later on in the year. I can't say enough good things about Sam. He's done a whole lot for us. So he's helped promote our music and our shows down around the Columbus, Georgia area and the East Alabama area over towards Birmingham, down around Dothan, Alabama, places down around there, the Grange, Georgia, Columbus, Georgia. Sam's done a lot of good things for us. So he's only been I got together with Sam, I want to say back in February, around the 1st of February, so just in 4 or 5 weeks. All that's happened within the 4 or 5 weeks that we've signed on with the New Country Entertainment Group. And you know, I'm just really excited about, you know, my future with him and some of the things he's going to be able to help us out with. Huge shout out to Sam Benton and New Country Entertainment Group for sure.
Yeah, we definitely had to give a shout out to him and to the group. So check it out, New Country Entertainment Group. And also, as promised, we have another song called If This Redneck's Rockin'. So I would love to play that and be right back, okay? Let's play that one
okay,
now.
Okay, sounds great.
Awesome. Here we go. If This Redneck's Rockin'.
There's boys like me in every town, all around the world. We grew up right, listening to the sounds of Willie, Waylon, and Merle. We got tall pine trees in our backyards, and the neighbors are a mile away. So we can turn our music up a little too loud any time of day. I'm a can, crushing, don't take nothing, hill raising son of a gun. Just hold on tight to this old boy if you're really ready for some fun. I'm a big rig trucking, NASCAR loving, hillbilly hell of a time. Do yourself a favor and don't bother knocking if this redneck's rocking. My jeans and some girls don't like that.
Well, the ones that do and the ones that don't have to wonder where the party's at. I might ride the bull when I go downtown with a Bud Light in my hand. I'll jump on the stage and it turns you on, sing Sweet Home with the band. I'm a can, crush and don't take nothing, hill raising some of a gun. Just hold on tight to this old boy if you're really ready for some fun. I'm a big rig trucking NASCAR loving hillbilly hell of a time. Do yourself a favor and don't bother knocking, get this redneck rocking. A little later on, enough sweet little mama's gonna say, I've got to know.
See, I dig your holly and your Copenhagen ring, and I wonder when you're taking me home.
I say, careful girl, I might rock your world, and I don't fall in love. She said, love's overrated, and I've got to see what this old boy's made of. I'm a can crushing, don't take nothing, hell raising son of a gun. Just hold on tight to this old boy, if you're really ready for some fun. I'm a big rig trucking NASCAR loving hillbilly hell of a time. Don't bother knocking, if this redneck's rocking. If this redneck's rocking. Don't bother knocking, baby. Don't bother knocking, if this redneck's rocking.
And that was If This Redneck's Rockin'. We're back with J.C. Bridwell on the Josie Show. And so another fun question here for you that I am, you know, I have to ask. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Are you writing or do you have any upcoming performances? What have you been doing with that?
Yeah, we constantly write all the time. I mean, I pretty much write something every day. I don't know if what I write is a song every day, but, you know, we write every day. I just actually talked to Johnny Glenell with Daredevil Production today about some things we're going to be doing up in Nashville, where we're going to go up there and get some new music recorded, and, you know, because we're working towards that full-length album. And so we've got that going on. We're playing tomorrow night in Woodstock, Georgia, which is a little bit north of Atlanta. We've got a really big festival coming up that we're doing. It's not a festival, but we're raising money for an old theater in Harlem, Georgia, which is just outside of Augusta. And we're doing that on July 19th. That's going to be a really big thing. There'll be four or five other bands there. They're still working on trying to get a major act there. I know they're after a couple people, but I'm not supposed to say who yet. So that's coming up July 19th. And then, of course, we're doing a really big festival in Cleveland, Georgia, on June 6th and 7th. It's called the Summer in the Country Music Festival. And that's a two-day event on Friday, June 6th, and Saturday, June 7th. And that is pretty much, it is all local regional acts from North Georgia, maybe over in North Carolina, a couple of them, Tennessee. It's a really big festival. It goes on for 2 days. It starts at like 5 o'clock on Friday and runs all the way through about midnight on Saturday night. And it's a really good thing. You buy one ticket for one day. So we're doing that. There'll be about 8,000 people there at that. So that's pretty big. And, you know, we're constantly playing. We play just about every weekend. So we're all over. We got a lot of cool things going on. So, but definitely working on some new material, getting back in the studio and trying to come up with some new songs and, you know, keep that same type of vibe that those two songs you just played were. I mean, we do have a couple of slow, sappy songs that we'll be recording, you know, to show people we do have feelings other than just trying to have a good time. So, but, you know, those two songs you just played, especially the last one with this Redneck's Rockin', I mean, that's pretty much us. And we talked about that when we were talking about the Psycho Hillbillies earlier. You know, we just want to be, you know, music should be about having a good time. and entertaining people and having fun and all about a good time. So that's kind of what we're into, and that's what we hope people take away from every show that we do. When we get done, hopefully you leave with a smile on your face and you feel a little better. You know, I mean, there are great sad songs out there, but I don't want anybody crying or getting upset at my show, so we try to stay away from a lot of those, you know.
Absolutely.
I want
I hear you.
To make people feel good, not make them feel bad. So not to say those songs aren't needed and aren't a necessary, you know, aren't a necessary thing. We definitely have plenty of sad songs, so we just try not to play them that much. So, but anyway, that's kind of what I'm up to and what I've been up to, and you know, I'm really excited about this year and really looking forward to the next chapter on what's going on. Like I said earlier, I really didn't start this thing until I was, you know, much older than most people, and really it's only been the last 2 years or so that this thing's really taken off. So that would have been great had it happened 15 years ago, but, you know, I'm having fun with it now, so that's good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, I think, you are, you know, really, really keeping busy and doing such great things. So we have a lot of, listeners from Georgia. So those upcoming performances, anybody, you know, that's going to be around the places that that you've mentioned, please make sure you check him out. You know, it sounds like such a great show that you guys all put on, and a great band behind you. It's just amazing. So hopefully everybody that are around Georgia, check it out. For sure.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, you can see every, you know, you go to the website, we have all our shows listed there, where we'll be and the city it'll be in and the name of the venue. All that's on our website under the tour tab. You click on that, it'll show you everywhere that we'll be and where we're going and where we've been.
Oh, very, very, very cool. So, yeah, check it all out. Make sure you do that. And once again, we'll post that link as well so you could have easy access to it. And also, you know, speaking of performances, is there, you know, a particular performance that really stands out in your mind that you can tell us about, you know, whether it was an embarrassing moment on stage or, you know, just a really great experience? What would you say?
Well, I have an embarrassing moment that happened. For a long time, I used a cordless microphone that had a switch right on the top. And, well, it wasn't a switch. It was actual, it was the cover that held the batteries in. Well, I grabbed that microphone during a show last year, and when I did, I hit that clip, and all the batteries fell out of it. So it wasn't something that I could just flip it right back on and keep on doing it. I had to actually kneel down on the stage, put all the batteries back in, and the first time I did it, I put them all in reverse, so it still didn't work, so I had to open it up, shake them all out, put them back in, and then we just kept right on with the show. I mean, that was pretty embarrassing, but, you know, and that was at one of our bigger shows last year, so that's probably one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened. But the coolest thing that ever happened, and it wasn't a show, but it was the first time I go to Nashville, like when I recorded at This Redneck's Rockin' and 80 Proof and Uncle Rowdy, we had the guy that played fiddle in that session was a man named Joe Spivey. Well, Joe Spivey plays for the Time Jumpers, which is Vince Gill's band. And when we got done with the session and everything was completed and everything was done, we went out that night and went to 3rd and Lindsley there in Nashville. And they had said we were going to go see the Time Jumpers, but it didn't click on me that it was at Time Jumpers. And Joe Spivey's a great musician. I mean, he was nominated for the Fiddle Player of the Year at the ACM Awards and the CMA Awards this past year. So phenomenal fiddle player, guitar player, and just a great musician. Obviously, he plays with Vince Gill's band, so you know he's got to be good. So anyway, so I get there, and it doesn't dawn on me that it's that Time Jumpers until they announce them and they come out on stage. And, you know, lo and behold, here comes Vince Gill, and right behind him is Amy Grant, his wife. And I'm like, oh, those Time Jumpers. So I thought that was really cool. But during their break, I'm talking with Joe. And while I'm talking to him, Vince Gill comes up and puts his arm around me and pats me on the chest and says, hey, man, I'm Vince Gill. And before I even could think about anything else, I was like, yeah, dude, I know who you are, man. Everybody just, it kind of broke the ice. That's actually the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. You know, he sat there with his arm around me, like we were all lost buddies for like 10 minutes while I was talking with Joe. It was just a really cool night and really cool experience. So, that's probably the coolest thing that ever happened to me. But, and then, you know, actually on stage, that was my embarrassing moment. So, anyway.
Wow. It was still, you know, mild. We've heard, you know, of like, you know, wardrobe malfunctions and other interesting things. So don't worry, you're still on the mild list. It's all good. You're
all
fine.
Right, well, that's good. You know, the battery thing, you know, I was able to get those back in there and just kind of keep right on with the show. You know, just we missed
right.
a few lyrics here and there. So, but it was okay. I was a little red-faced for a little bit, but it turned out to be a good night. So.
Right. Hey, I mean, it just shows the professionalism. I mean, you just put the batteries back in and started rocking. I mean, the show must go on.
What else can you do? That's right. I mean, you got to keep going. So you just kind of shake it off and, you know, get ready for the next one.
Yeah.
Something like that's
exactly.
bound to happen again. So. You know.
Right. Right. Got to be careful with those mics.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, well, not bad though, not bad. And, you know, we actually are running out of time here, but, you know, I wanted to mention, you know, we broadcasted from up in Helen, Georgia, you know, a couple of years back for Oktoberfest, and it was so awesome, and there's so many great things to do in Georgia. But what are some things that you like to do for fun in Georgia when you're not working on your music, some hobbies on your downtime?
Yeah, well, right. I love to play golf. I'm a big mm-hmm. golfer. You know, I very much enjoy it. I'm not very good at it, but I love to play it. You know, and I enjoy getting out and seeing other bands. I mean, I think that's really good because I have a lot of good friends that play. And, you know, some people go, well, you know, that's, you know, when you're not playing music, well, you're going out and watching it. Well, there's a big difference in performing it and going out and just watching it and enjoy it. So that's something I really enjoy doing where, you know, I'm not the one performing. I'm not the one playing. I'm just there to listen and have a good time. I love listening to great live music. I mean, that's just one of my favorite things to do. And I know some people kind of see that at odds, and that's, you know, something I do. I'm like, well, it's completely different for me. But those are probably the two things I enjoy the most doing. And, of course, you know, I have two young children, and I love mm-hmm. spending time with them no matter what we're doing, whether we're out on a bike ride somewhere or just sitting around the table playing Clue or something like that. I really enjoy spending my time with my kids. So, and I like going to the beach, being on the beach and just sitting in my beach chair, chilling out, listening to the waves. So, and that's a great thing about living in Georgia. You can get to a great beach within a few hours. So it's really good to be here. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I absolutely can see how you have a very busy, busy schedule, you know, with the with everything that you do with performing and your music, and also you are a dad, so it's kind of, you know, but hard to kind of balance both of them. But you do a great job. It seems like you got it together. So that's
well,
good.
I appreciate it. Well, if you're ever down here in Georgia around Helen again, you got to make sure you let me know. And
yes.
We'll get you out to a show. And, you know.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
really
oh.
appreciate you having me tonight. This has been a lot of fun. So I very much appreciate you having me on the show. And y'all call me back anytime. So, and congratulations on getting number 5. That's great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so, so much. And thank you so much for coming on the show. And, yes, anytime you would like to come on for something to promote or just to say hi, please, please come back on. It would be amazing. All right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Josie. I appreciate you having me tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you soon. But we are also, actually, we have 80 Proof, so we're going to play that now. So thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate
hey,
it.
I appreciate it, too. Take care.
You, too. Take care. Thank you so much, J.C. Bridwell, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Woo!
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. J.C. Bridwell, everybody. So now let's play his last song of the night here called 80 Proof, and we will be right back. Here we go. Play it. Hit it.
I really thought you loved me. Just think it ain't my thing. Trading memories for whiskey to try and dull the sting. Hey, the bottom of this bottle means I'm almost over you. And if you're wondering if I'm over you tonight, I got 80 proof. I broke myself in Nashville to give you what you want. I drug a pig across these guitar strings to pay for what I bought. Girl, you never even flinched when I told you that I love you. And if you're wondering if I'm over you tonight, I got 80 proof. I put the pedal to the metal to get away from this. But I'm too drunk to drive, darling, in this lonely state I'm in. Please excuse the interruption as I drink this toast to you. And if you're wondering if I'm over you tonight, I got 80 proof. Therapeutic bottle gave me some sound advice. As I listen to it whisper, everything's gonna be alright. This caramel colored potion makes me hear and speak the truth. If you're wondering if I'm over you tonight, I got 80 proof. I'd put the pedal to the metal to get away from this. But I'm too drunk to drive, darling, in this lonely state I'm in. Please excuse the interruption as I drink this toast to you. And if you're wondering if I'm over you tonight, I got 80 proof. And if you're wondering if I'm over you tonight, I got 80 proof.
That was 80 proof, and we are back right now. So now I am very excited because my third guest is here in his house, or over the phone line, I should say. Well, you know, it's just as amazing. So here we go, everyone. Please welcome to the show, Jimmy Parker. Yes.
Cool. Hello, Stacey. How are you?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. I am so happy to have you on. Thank you for coming on.
Well, it's a great opportunity to be with you, and we've done this before, and it's been quite a while, but I'm glad to be back.
It has been a while, and you have had so many great things happening that we are going to catch up on, and thank you so, so much. We're going to have fun. It is going to be a great night.
We so sure good. Are.
Yes. And, you know, I really want to, you know, just kind of catch up a little bit. I've seen on your page where you are now doing these things called house concerts, which is so exciting and so cool. Can you tell us a little bit about what this means in case people don't know what it is?
Well, this is a great avenue for independent artists who have a lot of original music out, or whether they wrote it or not, but you know, with the original music that they have, it's an opportunity for them to get out and expose that music to their fan base, as well as create an opportunity to build their fan base. And you go out, do a live show right in a person's house, or they can set it up outside in the garage or however they want and invite as many people over as they want to. And you sit there in an actual concert setting playing for music to people who are listening to your music. And it's not what they call house parties. It is what it is. It's a house concert. Mm-hmm. And I have, with all the hosts that I've had, but doing these so far, each one has done a little different, and they all have a desire to make it as theatrical as possible. And so however much creativity a person has depends upon how much, of course, they want to spend on it. Then make it very creative and very theatrical for the artist, and it's all focused on the artist and their music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It sounds like, you know, a really, really cool, great, you know, thing. And, you know, I was wondering, you know, for those who really are interested in having you guys come out there for a house concert, what exactly would they have to do? What exactly, how do you get that?
Well, the first thing is that it has to be a reasonable distance or mm-hmm. in conjunction with the larger show that you're doing. Most house concerts, you know, it depends upon where they are. They usually are used, a lot of independent artists who say have to travel 500 miles because they got booked for a pretty good show. And in mm-hmm. order to help compensate for the travel expenses and all, they can do a house concert somewhere going upwards or one or two coming back. And that helps offset the expenses on the trip and works with the larger show. But I've got some booked this summer that I've got a house concert. I've got like five in a row in certain places, and it just will pay me now to go that far and then come back and be able to put a couple of dollars aside. But it's really, really a great avenue of exposing mm-hmm. yourself to more fans and all. In most house concerts, I tell the people no room is too small, no room is too large. I have my own PA system. I have a light set up that I take with it. I don't do all the flashing stuff like DJs and all that do, but mm-hmm. I do have lighting where I can make the stage setting or the area that I'm sitting in look bright enough, and then they can dim all the lights in their living room or in outside or whatever, depending upon the time of day. But it's really a mm-hmm. lot of fun to do, and it's very theatrical and very concert atmospheric.
Yeah, sounds like it. That sounds like a lot of fun. Very, very cool. I've heard of these, you know, of people doing house concerts, and I, you know, never really kind of, you know, knew exactly what, you know, with all of it. And it just sounds like, you know, a lot of fun and really a great way to get yourself out there and get the music. And, you know, it just sounds so great.
It sure is. And it's little or no cost at all to the person who's hosting it. And the reason why is because most of your house concerts that you do are dependent upon donations from the guests that the host invites to the concert. And through the artist and the host, they can work out an agreement as to how much to ask for a donation. You know, not everybody's going to make a donation because maybe they can't afford what you're asking, but they may put a couple of dollars or $10 in the pot. Or the host can sometimes say, if you can't make this donation because of economical reasons, it will be taken care of. But in most cases, most people will make a donation towards the artist, and that's what it's all about. Everything is focused to benefit the artist and to get the people's attention on his music, his or her music.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Wow. It sounds like, you know, a great, great time. And, another thing that I've seen that happens, you know, from when we last chatted, you were the 2013 Independent Country Music Association Video of the Year winner. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Wow.
Well, that was done on a song that I recorded by my great friends who wrote it, Victoria Woodworth, Rick Tiger, Bill Seymour. They wrote a song called Thought I'd Be Home By Now, and we recorded it, and I got with a video director, producer here in town by the name of Julian Harnacki, and he's from out of California. He's done a lot of work in Hollywood and everything, filming big movies and TV shows and all. But he and I worked out an agreement, and he did a video on me, and he did such a wonderful job. Julian is a very, very talented director and very creative. And the video won 2013 Video of the Year for the Independent Country Music Association here in Nashville.
Wow, that is just incredible. Congratulations. I think that's just
Thank you
wow.
very much. Thank you. I was very happy with that, too. That was a very proud moment for me.
Oh, yes. Oh, for sure. That's definitely a highlight moment.
Yes, it is.
Very, very cool. And, you know, also, I want to talk a little bit about the music that you have out for those. I mean, you have 5 CDs currently and 4 are available for purchase. Is that correct? I mean, I know listeners can get all 4 CDs for, like, a package price, right?
Yes, I can do all 4. And for your listeners tonight, if they want to know how to get, they can go to my website, jimmyparkermusic.com. I have availability there where they can purchase, or get the email address off of there and just email me and tell me they want all 4 CDs, and I can make them an arrangement. Right now I'm doing kind of a special $50 for all 4. That includes postage and handling, and I usually send them out as soon as I get the payment for the CDs.
Awesome, awesome. So definitely, it sounds super easy, and you can check out the great, great music that, you know, Jimmy, you have to offer, and it's just so great. So please make sure after the show you check that out, check out everything. And also, can you give, you know, websites and social networking sites where people can, you know, really find you and check you out and chat with you?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook. I just, you know, search my name, Jimmy Parker. I have a personal page, which I do a lot of my music on anyway. I also have a Facebook music page. That's facebook.com/Parker's Jukebox. And I also have a Facebook page dedicated to my house concert tours, and it explains in there what a house concert is, how you put one together, and gives you examples of invitations that you can send out. That's at Jimmy Parker House Concerts on Facebook. And let me see. Otherwise, I got Reverb Nation. And, of course, my website will take you pretty much to every place. And that again, is jimmyparkermusic.com.
Awesome, awesome. And after the show, we'll post the links for that for easy access so people could check it all out. And, you know, and also please make sure you guys add and, you know, subscribe, all that fun stuff, become a friend for Jimmy Parker after the show on Facebook. Please make sure you do that. Yes. And I am very excited because we have a couple songs of yours tonight. We're going to play first More Than You Know. So let's play that. Now, if I understand correctly, you produced and directed the video for this yourself and are having great success with it being number one. Wow.
Yes, we took the video. Stephen Riley of CMG Records, he was a co-producer, and I produced it. I co-produced it with him. It was the first one that I have directed, and I had a lot of fun doing that. I had a great actress with Olivia, I can't remember her last name, Olivia Francesca, and Steve Dorian as the lead male character. They were both excellent to work with and did everything I asked. And the video came out really good. We've just cleared over 1,000 views on it for about the first 5-6 weeks that we've had it out. And I hope the view count goes up. That's up on YouTube. You can find it, More Than You Know by Jimmy Parker, along with my other videos. But the song has been number one like 5 times in the last 10 to 11 weeks on Clay's International Country Chart, and that's out of Ireland. And we've been number 2 or number 1. It started off at number 7, went to number 3, then bounced back and forth with number 1 a couple of weeks, and then number 2, number 1 a couple of weeks, number 2, number 2, number 1. Now it's back down to number 6. But people can go vote for that, too. They can find a little vote link on the home page of my website, and they can just go ahead and click on that, find my name on the charts, and click on my name, and then click on vote.
Awesome. Easy. Very, very easy. I love that. I love that. And, you know, it's so great. So please make sure you guys check that out on YouTube, More Than You Know. And we're going to play this song right now so you can, you know, hear a little bit of what you're what you're going to be checking out for on YouTube. So here we go. Let's play it, More Than You Know. And we will be right back. All right? Let's play it. Here we go, More Than You Know.
be raining when I raise my head. Thunderstorms could be rolling in and out of the west. Every once in a while, gotta find higher ground. Well, the man might be calling for a real bad day. Can't get there from here, you gotta find another way. Times get tough, baby, come one may. More than you know, I'll always love you. More than you know, I'll always wanna hold you. Got a lifetime of loving, baby, right here in my arms. More than you know, I'll always need you. More than you know, I'm gonna wanna see you. How much can this love? Got a look that everyone can see. She's got a lot of love and needs one for me. That girl, she loves me. She always could. I stand a little bit taller than I used to these days. She's helped me dig down deep and find the strength to change what I can. Except what I came. More than you know, I'll always love you. More than you know, I'll always wanna hold you. Got a lifetime of loving, baby, right here in my arms. More than you know, I'll always need you. More than you know, can this love go more than you know? More than you know.
By Jimmy Parker, and we're back with him right now. And I know that you have a ton of upcoming performances planned all the way through part of September, including a concert with Colleen Walters. So, you know, can you tell us a little bit about that first off, and where's the best place people can go to find out where to catch your live performances?
Okay, I have my schedule on my Facebook page. I also have it on the house concert page. I have it on the music page. I also have it on my website. They can find my schedule there. And Colleen Walters is a great singer. She used to sing as a singing partner with Porter Wagoner. She took the place of Dolly Parton when Dolly left Porter. And Colleen has been on the Grand Ole Opry several years, and she currently lives up in New Hampshire. But she's still in the music business, and we've done some shows in the past together and had some very good success with it. And we're going to be in Walcott, Iowa, at the Walcott Coliseum, doing a show together up there, and we'll probably do one or two duets as we perform our songs up there.
Awesome. You know, one of these days I'm absolutely going to have to try to catch a live performance of yours, because it sounds like a lot of fun, and I have to. So it's on my bucket list.
Well, you're not too far from Walcott, Iowa, are you? where are you located? You're in...
I'm in Illinois.
Illinois? Yeah. Well, that's not too far from Walcott, Iowa.
I don't think so.
You want to come? I will get you tickets, Josie.
I would love to come. That would be amazing. We definitely have to check it out, and we will let you know. But we would definitely
love that. Let me know, and I'll have the tickets for you at the will call window.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much. That would be so much fun. I mean, it's so great talking with you on the show, but getting to meet you face-to-face, that'd be so cool.
Sure would.
Love it. Yes. Yes, that would be. Definitely. I will definitely try and make that happen. And, you know, also, I seen on your Facebook page, you took a really great picture. So if you're friends with, with Jimmy Parker on Facebook, you've probably seen this picture. But, you know, you're working on the series Nashville, and you did quite a bit. You've done quite a bit, and even recently had a scene with Deacon. Can you tell us about that? You have a really great shot of him, by the way.
Well, I'm sure he would appreciate that and all. But, yes, I've done five tapings with the Nashville TV show. I've had different parts, but there's been no speaking roles yet. But this current one that I did, actually we filmed it on Thursday, and it should be about the end of April or May, 1st of May. There's usually about 5 or 6 weeks in between from the time they film it and then they put it on. But it was a scene I did with Chip Esten, who plays the part of Deacon Claiborne in Nashville. And give you a little hint, it involves an AA group and a fellowship room at a church, and we're all sitting around, and Deacon gets up and gives a little speech. And it was really, really exciting watching him work his part. And I got to shake his hand and talk to him. And I couldn't get a picture with him right off of that with just so many of us, but he did take a group picture, which I did take and had it taken and everything. He had it taken, and then he tweeted it, and I got it off of his tweet on Twitter and put it up on my Facebook page.
Ah, so cool, so cool. I mean, we love Nashville. I don't know anybody who doesn't love, you know, the show Nashville. And it's so great. And, you know, being there on the set and seeing everything behind the scenes is probably such a great experience for you, you know?
I've been in scenes now with Hayden Panettiere. I've been in with the girl that plays Raina, I can't remember her name right off the bat. I've been on with Jonathan Jackson, who plays Avery. And I've had some pretty good face time in about two or three of those. And we'll see what happens with the one I just did, if I get any face time on that. But when you do extra parts like that, the only thing you can hope for, if you want it, is you hope the camera kind of like scans your way a little bit and gets you on the TV. So, but other than that, it's a great experience. I have been approached by a couple of people since then. I don't think it's due to me doing the Nashville part, but having a couple of parts in movies with some speaking roles. But you know, that's to be seen and to see if it comes to truth. But I just have fun in my spare time when I'm not doing music, working on things like that.
I love that. And it would be really, really cool to see you, you know, doing other, you know, TV shows and movies and stuff. And, you know, it would be really cool if, you know, you were in theaters and I would be like, hey, I know him. That would be really cool.
You never know.
You never know. It's true. I could see it. I definitely could see it. And, you know, we are actually about to get cut off, but I really want to get to your song here, House of the Rising Sun. So let's play that, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it. All right, here we go. House of the Rising Sun. Be right back.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
and his band, the roar of many a poor boy, and God alone, I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans. Now the only things again is a suitcase and a trunk, and the only time he'll be satisfied is when he's on a drunk.
Of the Rising Sun, and we are back now. And before we go here, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works?
Yes, I've got two songs since the House of the Rising Sun. We've recorded two more, working on two more. And I've got one that's really going to be a dynamite song, and I will definitely make sure you and Tina get it so you can play it on your show. And I'm not going to mention anything else about it because I'm keeping this one a real secret right now. It's going to be a fantastic, very heart-touching song for everybody.
All right. Well, I mean, surprises are always, you know, just so much more fun. So I'm excited to check that out. And thank you so, so much for coming on. And, yes, please, please send those our way when you can, and we would love to play them. And we'd love to have you back on anytime. Thank you so much.
I sure will, Josie, and thank you very, very much for the opportunity to be with you tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. And we will talk with you again very soon. Jimmy Parker, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And so I had such a great show here with the wonderful, wonderful guests that we have had. We had, we got to talk with Stephanie Spinks from Country Fried, and also J.C. Bridwell, and then we just got off the line here with Jimmy Parker, and I want to thank you all so, so much. We pretty much ran out of time completely, but I want to thank you all so, so much for tuning into the show tonight and being in the chat room joining us, and we will see you guys on Monday because we have Jason Roberts, and it's going to be so great for our special edition show, and then also, our regular time on Friday as well, so Monday and Friday. Woo, it's going to be packed, man. I'm excited. I am pumped for next week. So thank you all so, so much, and we will talk to you guys soon. Night, everybody. Mwah!